Texte numéro 40. His libraries, 12,000 so far, change lives. One of the legendary triumphs of philanthropy was Andrew Carnegie's construction of more than 2,500 libraries around the world. It's renowned as a stimulus to learning that can never be matched. Except that, numerically, it has already been surpassed several times over by an American man you've probably never heard of. I came here to Vietnam to see John Wood hand out his 10 millionth book at a library that his team founded in this village in the Mekong Delta, as hundreds of local children cheered and embraced the books he brought as if they were the rarest of treasures. Wood's charity, Room to Read, has opened 12,000 of these libraries around the world, along with 1,500 schools. Yes, you read that right. He has opened nearly five times as many libraries as Carnegie, even if his are mostly single-room affairs that look nothing like the grand Carnegie libraries. Room to Read is one of America's fastest-growing charities and is now opening new libraries at an astonishing clip of 6 a day. In contrast, McDonald's opens one new outlet every 1.08 days. It all began in 1998 when Wood, then a Microsoft marketing director, chanced upon a remote school in Nepal serving 450 children. Only one problem, it had no books to speak of. Wood blithely offered to help and eventually delivered a mountain of books by a caravan of donkeys. The local children were deliriously happy, and Wood said he felt such exhilaration that he quit Microsoft and founded Room to Read in 2000. He faced one challenge after another, not only in opening libraries, but also in filling them with books that kids would want to read. There are no books for kids in some languages, so we had to become a self-publisher, Wood explains. Room to Read has so far published 591 titles in languages including Khmer, Nepalese, Zulu, Lao, etc. It also supports 13,500 impoverished girls who might otherwise drop out of school. The story appealed to me because of the way it fits into the larger picture. Increasingly, I've become convinced that education is an effective intervention, partly because of the way it has an impact on health, on population growth, on bringing women into the mainstream, and even on reducing social conflict. This doesn't work in every place, at every time, but it works better than anything else I know. It's also why I write about education in the US. Whether in Vietnam or in the United States, education is the most effective escalator out of poverty. Wood wrote a terrific book, Leaving Microsoft to Change the World, to spread the word. And Room to Read now has fundraising chapters in 53 cities around the world. Adapted from the New York Times, November 2011.